Fred Film Radio, Karlovivari International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Anna Rola, representing Germany here at the Future Frame. So thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
And you're presenting the film The Last Children of Paradise. Just for the benefit of our listeners, would you like to maybe introduce it a little bit before we can start talking about it in more detail?
My film is about a little girl who lives with her grandmother in a small house in the countryside, and the grandmother dies all of a sudden, and the little girl is alone with her little brother, and this happens in a moment where she notices that her body is changing and that she's becoming a woman, and the puberty starts, and all these things is something that she just doesn't want to, she doesn't want to be confronted by that, so she just wants everything to stay like this, so she does nothing. She doesn't tell anyone that the grandmother's dead. She doesn't tell anyone that she needs help with her little brother. And she just wants to stay in this little paradise she has in her grandmother's house. But, of course, it's kind of rotting. And well, there's a dead body, so it can't stay like this.
The thought I had was that it's a scary thing to grow older.
Well, I think there's a point in your life as a child where you are confronted with death for the first time. And, I mean, Germany is a really, really safe and secure country. And this little girl grows up in a paradise. She doesn't even have a television. So when her grandmother dies, she, for the first time, realizes that she herself is one day about going to die.
Do you think about death a lot? Or mortality?
Yes, but I think what made me do this film was when my grandmother died, and we had her dead body to say goodbye in our house for 3 days. And although that was, of course, really sad and really shocking for me as a girl, it also meant a great deal to me to have this possibility to say goodbye and to also see the beauty in a proper farewell to someone. Yeah. So I think it really helped me to deal with death and to,
But then also making the film, did that also help you deal with it? Is it that personal?
No, I wouldn't say that I had to, like, use the film to deal with the death of my grandma. Not at all. It's more like that I noticed that I was always telling people about that phase of my life and that 3 days and how important it was to me. And it was more like I wanted to tell a story about this moment when you have to say farewell to someone and you don't want to. And yeah,
it's not easy.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking of the body of the main protagonist, the girl, the protagonist. And is that also a theme in it? Like the specific female body and how, you know, it goes through, let's say, transformations, changes, and so on?
Sure. And I think that's why she's the only female body she has to look at or to see what's going to happen with her is the body of her grandma, and she's like really old and she sees her naked, and then she notices the first changes on her own body. So she gets her period and she sees these teenagers in the forest, and yeah, that's for the first time where she is confronted with that, and also with the change of her body, and she doesn't want to talk about it, and the only one she can talk about it, well, she could talk about it, is her grandma, who's like really far away from age-wise.
But I was also interested, beyond the actual story of the film itself, how do you communicate with your actress, you know, in this film? What do you tell her? What are about her motivations and, just her performance in general?
Well, I was really lucky with that actress. It was the first time she acted ever, so it wasn't like I really had to explain her the basics of how our film set works. But that was also really interesting because she's really intuitive in what she does, and we talked a lot about it psychologically. So I also used her imagination for the film. So I talked the the script wasn't even finished when I talked with her for the first time. So I asked her, what would you do in this moment? What would Leia do? So the funny thing is that they both are called Leia, but I asked her, what would this character Leia, what would she do? And she was really helpful, and she the actress, really is an old soul, a really, really special girl. So it really helped talking with her about the character.
You mentioned the word psychology, right? I don't know if this is something that you're particularly interested in developing characters. Do you think about their psychological sort of dispositions and personalities and so on?
Sure, but I think the interesting thing with this film is that we don't get to know a lot about what's going inside of her because she doesn't talk, so we just have to feel it as an audience. Yeah. And we try to make the film like this, that the whole house, the way the camera... what the camera shows is all this is a expression of her state of mind. So what we did, we shot certain images that we called inner images. Like, we have a lot of details in the film, and we see, for example, the spider webs in the house, and we see that the bread is starting to rot. And I don't even know if this is really happening, but that's what her state of mind is, and that's what her psyche is in that moment. Like, everything seems to rot for her. Her whole paradise is, like, I don't
crumbling.
Know.
Yeah. But I was going to ask you about that, actually, this kind of blending of reality, and, you know, you're never quite sure whether you're watching something that's really happening or not, and whether that's also an interesting thing that you sort of pursue in your works.
Absolutely, that's what I love about cinema. That
dreams, too.
Dreams, absolutely. But also just that films can show something that's going on inside of the character, and the film can pretend it's the reality, because for this character, it is the reality, and then for the audience, it's the challenge to tell what's reality and what's inside of the character, but sometimes it's the same. So that's what...
I'm kind of curious to ask you this. Was there a moment in particular, maybe in your childhood, when you realized that that was a powerful thing that cinema could do?
Yeah, but the funny thing is that this was, for example, a film like Whale Rider from New Zealand, which has kind of a fairy tale-ish moment about it.
Yeah.
And that's something that fascinated me. But it's funny because I started making films. I can tell when I was 15, so I did my first videos with friends.
Yeah.
And already there, we had this moment of crossing the line of realism. And I think there's one particular scene in one film that I shot when I was actually like 16 or something, where I saw, oh, that's possible with film. So that would be the moment, but
yeah. You can't tell me about it?
No, it's very simple. There's someone telling a story, and then the star, like a sister is telling a story to her little sister, and then the story starts to happen in the same room, although they are just sitting in a bed. So
fascinating. That sounds genius to me. No, really. So we're out of time, but I want to ask you one last question. What's just about your experience so far at Future Frames? What are you looking forward to the most about this experience? And just a comment about it, I guess.
So sadly, we only have one day left. But I'm looking forward to see some films because so far we had so many appointments, and I'm just starting looking through the program to see something we can watch tomorrow. And also, I really, really love talking to the other filmmakers, because it's so important that we share our experiences and our mistakes or our bad experiences as well.
Yeah.
And I think we're a really cool and open group, and it
and
helps.
Support group, I was going to say.
Yes. Yeah.
Filmmakers Anonymous. Not anonymous.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.